Welcome to Back Porch Pilgrimage, Episode 11. Thank you for joining me on the journey. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Those few verses from the 25th chapter of the biblical book of Isaiah envision a time in a future known only to God, when the faithful will sit at a table to eat their fill and enjoy each other's company in the eternal presence of God who created them. To the people who first heard them, these words would have been a promise of God's faithfulness and a call to hope for a time when poverty and war, hunger and thirst, sorrows and sickness, despair and death would cease once and for all. The vision the prophet articulates has been a comfort to people of faith and to people struggling to have faith for centuries. The idea of feasting, of sharing table fellowship with one another, along with the giving and receiving of the hospitality implicit in such fellowship, while central to many faith traditions, is also a universal human value. To share what we have around a table of food with friends and strangers alike is to truly meet each other in gratitude and generosity. Over the course of the Camino, I shared plenty of meals with fellow pilgrims in all sorts of places. Sometimes the meals were subtly exquisite. Other times they were straightforwardly basic. But whenever they happened, as bread was broken and wine was poured, and people shared their day's journey with each other, I always felt like I was catching a glimpse of what Isaiah was trying to describe. Nowhere did I experience this more profoundly than a year ago today in a little village with a big name called Zadia de los Hermanillos. My friend Jane, who's from Wales, and me, well, we had taken an alternative route which promised fewer people. And sure enough, we had walked for several hours without seeing another soul by the time we arrived in town. We were greeted at the small municipal albergue by Juan, a volunteer who had previously walked the Camino and now returns to work in this particular albergue every year for free in service of other pilgrims. Within a few minutes, we were checked in and set about the usual afternoon pilgrim routine, showers, laundry, and resting for a bit. We were excited to discover that our paths had once again crossed with Luciano from Brazil and Erica from Germany. Before long, we were joined by Sam from England, who I'd only met a few days earlier. And we were also happy to see Martina and Morty from Ireland. As the afternoon stretched out before us, several of us, well, we began to do what pilgrims do, start thinking about dinner plans for the evening. Jane and I had already walked around and checked out a couple of available options, but Sam had another idea. "Why don't we cook dinner together?" he asked. Now, I'll admit, I wasn't too keen on spending time in the kitchen. And given the rudimentary nature of the albergue's kitchen, which was more like a kitchenette, I was even less sure about our culinary options. But Sam had an enthusiasm for the project that was hard to resist. Before I knew it, all of us had invaded the small market just across the street from the albergue. With no real recipe or shopping list, we just wandered around and gathered up a bit of this and a bit of that, with Sam providing helpful suggestions. Shortly thereafter, a few of us were slicing and dicing, chopping and sautéing, with Erica and Sam clearly in charge of the cooking proper. Ingredients went into the one suitably sized pot. There was stirring and seasoning, and all the while, the kitchenette and small dining area was filled with the buzz of conversation, punctuated with the sounds of laughter. When the time came for dinner, and we all sat down, Sam invited our host, Juan, to take a seat with us. The feasting began, and the spirited conversation continued. At one point, as the evening unfolded, I sat back in my seat to take in the scene. Here we were, from all over the world. Brazil, England, Germany, Ireland, Wales, and the U.S. in a modest room in a tiny village on a back road in Spain. Through the serendipity of the Camino, strangers had become friends. Together, we had all contributed to preparing a meal that was so much more than the sum of its parts. Our appetites were satiated, and our souls were filled as well. As a person of faith, I believe when we come to the end of this life, life isn't ended, but changed. And while I don't know exactly what life beyond this one will look like, I think I saw a glimpse of what it could be in the faces of my fellow pilgrims around that table on that particular night. And that little vision of heaven was more glorious to me than any artwork in any cathedral could ever possibly depict. No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, here and now we can be the beloved community. There is room at the table for everyone. There is room for us all, and no gift is too small. There's enough if we share. Come on, pull up a chair. There is room at the table for everyone. We can have a seat because we've all been invited. Keep on walking. And let the walk do the work.